Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Batman, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy.
P1's Rule.
93.3.
The Planet.
You're such a weirdo, Fatboy. You really are.
It's Mayor Mundy. It won't be again, because I'm getting clowned by P1s in other countries.
Thank you, Lady Marine, I imagine.
Probably.
You don't like talent, that's fine.
No, but, you're so weird. You're hard to understand. You like very graphic pornography, but you love easy-listening music, typically.
Yeah, I grew up on it. That's all I was allowed to listen to.
Right? Fatboy's favorite band is U2, and he went to Boston to see them, but he was offered a chance to go see Clemson play in the national championship, airfare, hotel, and tickets, and he turned it down.
Yep.
I would love to program another station in this building, but hey, Mark's like, hey, can't do it. Already got a guy that does it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you do it better, but I'm not going to let you.
For instance, Fatboy, would you go see Five Finger Death Punch, 3 Days Grace, and Bad Wolves?
Man, I already got a whole section of people going with me, so you know I'm going to be there.
You're on the party bus.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Fatboy's driving it.
The reason he wouldn't go, Fatboy, is because it's in Columbia, home of the Gamecocks.
Yeah.
In fact, it's at Colonial Life Arena.
Yeah, it is.
Where it's a great place to see a concert. I saw Pearl Jam play there, and it was one of the best concerts I've ever been to in my whole life. In my whole life.
I saw all the Chili Peppers there. You know how the crowd will chant?
Yeah.
Even if it's not football season? Yeah. They were chanting, six! Six, six, and six, back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. Maybe more like 4 and 8, but whatever.
Whatever. Take a shot, why don't you? All right, we have tickets to said concert down in Columbia. COLA, what the cool kids call it. Coming up in November, right there before Thanksgiving. Let's get ready to give some away. The club is back together. It's Henry.
It is.
It is the return of the Liars Club. 1-800-774-0093. You could win these tickets. Each of us, Fatboy, Paige, Nine, and freaking me, will each tell a story about our lives, something that happened to us.
Yep.
Although one of us is making it up.
Yeah.
You have to decide who the liar is. 1-800-774-0093. I don't know how y'all went with this. I went embarrassing. I went with a good embarrassing story.
That's good to do.
Yeah. All right. Again, Five Finger Death Punch, 3 Days Grace, and Bad Wolves tickets. Let's start first with, let's go with you, Jimmy.
Okay. I can begin, man.
Nine is going to tell a story. Those listening, talking to Brittany from Morganton, Ariel, Tommy, and P1, the real BHP.
Yep.
Listen closely and decide who's the liars. We play the Liars Club.
Yep. All right, for about a year of my life, man, I absolutely refused to get in a car to go anywhere for right at a year of my life.
For about a year of your life, you refused to get in a car.
Yep. Not that I didn't for a year, but only if I absolutely had to, didn't have any choice, was forced to, was made to, would I get in a car and go anywhere. About a year of my life.
Wow. Goodness gracious. Now, I mean, I call Nine my best friend, but if this turns out to be a true story, oh my God. We'll go now to freaking me. You know, when you're young, you develop that first crush. And she wasn't the first person I ever kissed, but she was my first crush. And she was my cousin. That's my story. My first crush was my cousin. Paige,
yeah.
Over to you. A story about your life as we play the Liars Club. One of us is lying. You have to decide who's lying, Paige.
Well, you know, yesterday was my husband's birthday. So I went through some of his stuff that I kept, that I cherished, you know, that I hadn't looked at in a long time.
Yes.
And I went through some of his stuff and found a megalodon tooth that he had. And I remember the story that he said he was scuba diving in Charleston and found the tooth. And then he wanted to do more of that. And we had gone to Key West and he wanted to scuba dive there and do some other stuff. But I really remember the tooth and how he said that he was diving and that they wanted to go on a bigger dive with some Navy SEALs and really go and check out some shipwrecks. So.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so far, nine for almost a year of his life refused to get in a car and go anywhere unless he absolutely had to.
Had to be forced, man, made to.
I just revealed that my first crush was on my girl cousin, for those texting in, jerks.
Mm-hmm.
My girl cousin. Paige just revealed that she found a megalodon tooth that her husband found while diving. Now, Fat Boy, the story from your life. As we play the Liars Club.
So back in the day, I acquired a magazine. That I had to go through great lengths to keep hidden. So I had the magazine that I hid. But also I had a separate magazine. There was a second magazine that only I knew about that was in a separate hiding spot. Nobody ever found. Two magazines total. Separate. As in, like, not close to the
Okay, person. I got you. Okay. Two hiding spaces. And yep. Notice he didn't say porno magazines.
Yeah.
He said magazines.
Yep.
All right. We're just going to go in order. So we heard nine for a year of his life refused to get in a car unless he absolutely had to.
Mm-hmm.
We heard that my first crush was on my female cousin.
Yep.
Paige found a megalodon tooth yesterday that her husband found diving, and Fat Boy had two different hiding places for his magazines. All right. Let's go to line one as we play the Liars Club. One of us is telling an outright lie. Let's go first to Brittany from Morganton. Hey, Brittany.
Hey, how are y'all?
Doing well. You'd like to go see 3 Days Grace, Five Finger Death Punch, and Bad Wolves in Columbia?
Oh, I would love to.
I believe you would. All right. Who was the liar? Was it nine, me, Paige, or Fat Boy?
I'm gonna say Paige.
Paige?
I know that sounds bad. You know.
You think Paige would make up something like that, talking about her deceased husband?
That's what I meant.
But I don't remember the tooth deal, but I remember the magazines and nine mentioning something about that and also about your first crush. So,
All right. Well, Brittany, guess what? You're wrong.
Yes.
You're
incorrect.
Paige, that is a true story.
Yeah, I found the tooth yesterday and I was so shocked and remembered.
You were shocked.
Yeah, he loves sharks. And he even, Mel Fisher's museum, we went down there and he was talking about investing $10,000 with them and diving for them.
Show me with your fingers how big it was. No, not Chris. I'm talking about the tooth.
I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Well, show me with your hands, though.
It's about that big.
God, you should get a necklace and wear that huge tooth.
I'll bring it in tomorrow. It was just shocking that I found it.
All right. Paige is out of the Liars Club. So now it is nine, freaking me, and Fat Boy. Let's go to Ariel on line two to see if she can figure out who's lying. Ariel, good morning. Ariel. Ariel? Ariel?
Mermaid?
Hello?
Ariel. How you doing?
Oh, I was right. I was about to say areolas. I knew that was wrong. Good morning. Who's the liar? Nine with his story of not wanting to get in a car for over a year. Me and my first crush being my female cousin. Or Fat Boy with his double hiding spots for magazines.
I'm going to say it's Matt Man.
You're going to say that I'm the liar. Well, guess what? You, too, are wrong. That's right. My first kiss was not with my female cousin, but my female cousin, she I developed a crush on her, and here's why. Where's the buzzer at? Are you missing the buzzer?
I don't know why it's not.
She taught me, this is weird, but this is why I used this story, because I thought it would throw people off. I developed a crush on her. She was like 5 years older than me, and she taught me at like the age of 6 or 7 years old how to blow a bubble with my chewing gum. And so I would sit there and watch her with gum in her mouth with her tongue.
Gum. Fat Boy.
Blowing bubbles. Paige, shut up. Don't judge me. How dare you? And I was, and, you know, I developed a crush on her because her, with her tongue work, really turned me on. So, yeah, I admit it. Whatever. I'm from the South. Like, you didn't expect it.
I have a logistics question about the game.
Logistically speaking.
So, there's two of us left.
It's Fat Boy and Nine.
So, the next person that misses, I mean, the last person just don't get it because somebody else.
Well, we have to see if they're paying attention. I mean, I think we're giving them too much to work with by eliminating people, because usually if they're not paying attention, they'll say, oh, it's Paige, even though somebody already said Paige.
We shouldn't bring attention to that. Maybe they were going to do that. Mm-hmm. No, I do that. I see what you're saying. Okay, well, logistically speaking, I say this then. I say if we go to the third person, which will be Tommy, if Tommy gets it wrong, I think it should be the next person in line gets them automatically.
Well, I think they still got to say it, right? They still got to say
okay,
it just
that's
to make
fair.
Sure they know.
All right. Thomas, good morning.
Hello?
Hey.
Tommy?
Tommy, you'd like to go see Five Finger Death Punch, 3 Days Grace, and Bad Wolves?
Yeah, that's right, man.
All right. Who's lying? Nine or Fat Boy?
I might have to go with Nine.
You're going to say Nine is the liar? Tommy?
Yep.
You might have to. Are you sure of that?
Yep, I'm very sure.
You want us to lock you in on Nine?
Yes.
Tommy?
Yep.
You just won it! Good job!
Hey.
Congratulations.
Yep.
We're going to throw you on hold and now have Stink Martindale award you with a prize. Stink, welcome back.
Well, thank you,
Matt. It's been a while
since
we've had prizes to give away.
And congratulations, Tommy! You're going to see Five Finger Death Punch along with 3 Days Grace and Bad Wolves live at Colonial Life Arena in Columbia Wednesday night, November 20th.
Yeah! Congratulations, Tommy.
Tommy.
All right. Fat Boy, the double hiding place.
Yeah, it was a separate magazine. It wasn't at the same time. It was a few years later.
Yeah.
It was a National Geographic that nobody thought to look at, but it was the one from February of 86.
Yeah.
Wow. Quoted that off the top of your head?
I saw it this weekend thrifting, but I already have it.
Yep.
It's a bunch of naked tribal women from Africa. They weren't bad, some of them.
Oh, yeah. That's how it went, man. I had that special issue of Family Circle at one time.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
So you just made that up all the... I was about to say, dude, if that was a lie or the truth, I was like, God, I don't know my best friend.
Well, I was scared to ride in a car for about a year when it rained.
Yeah.
If it was raining or wet, I was scared, but other than that, I was fine.
Yeah. Well, stay away from Paige.
My mom hydroplaned in Sumter. Yeah, like 60-mile-an-hour hydroplane into the back of a 240SX.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't hurt. Nobody was hurt.
Yeah.
Well, the guy in the Nissan was kind of hurt.
Yeah.
But we were fine in the car. But yeah, I was kind of scared in the rain after that because those old Ford disc brakes locked up.
Holy moly. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad you're all okay.
Yeah.
Everybody's okay.
But if it wasn't raining, that was fine. And I'd get in the car in the rain. I was a little nervous.
Paige, show and tell tomorrow with shark suit.
I'll bring it in.
All right. I want to say I've never seen a dinosaur shark.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. What are you working on in the Plex?
Well, people who use a lot of these have better dating lives and more sex. I'll tell you what I'm talking about next.
What's the matter?
You know your face is like funny.
Well, hell, I've heard that my whole life. All right, we'll get into the Plex with Paige. Oh, laugh a lot right after this. Morning, everybody. Oh, get.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
At the end of Rise Guys Sports, Chips and Fort.
God, you nine. Straight in your current fart, smartphone.
Wow. Paige.
I'll give you a bite. You know you want a taste.
And Fat Boy.
Then I dropped the damn birthday cake.
93.3 The Planet Rise.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
All right. According to a recent study in Psychology Today, there's a finding that people who use lots of these have better dating lives and more sex.
Credit cards.
Condoms.
Did you bring condoms?
Yeah, because if you don't use them, you wind up getting tied down or pregnant or something, and then it's a bad scene.
Oh.
Yeah. You either get somebody pregnant or you get pregnant, so then you're not having as much with people as many
people. Who have more of these
who
use more of these have a better dating life.
Yeah.
Don't you think condoms are part of it?
Opioids. I mean,
you can't date much because first time you get somebody knocked up and you kind of tied down.
You got to run to North Carolina because they don't extradite.
That's true.
All right. The participants ranged in age.
What?
18 to 94.
You serious, Clark?
People moving right now.
There's a mass. It's like the Oregon Trail.
What just happened on 85?
Northbound got busy, man. Y'all watch out on 26.
No, but seriously, Paige. Yeah, seriously.
And the study concluded that people who use lots of emojis have better dating lives and get more sex.
Hmm.
They go on more dates.
What emojis do they post? The eggplant and the peach?
Well, I mean, just in general, they use emojis.
I've got them.
To disclose their feelings or what they're doing.
That boy uses shrimp.
I use a good many emojis, but
shrimp and the peach.
I ain't dating nobody.
You use a good bit of emojis?
Yeah, I use a lot of emojis, but I ain't. I mean,
you gotta lower your standards, pal.
I'm not trying to date anybody, man. It ain't about standards. I ain't trying to date nobody.
You should think about women sometimes.
I ain't talking to nobody. I ain't dating nobody.
Have you thought about girls?
Stop it! You are being mean.
I considered it.
No, but
I mean, that's not a complaint. Just because I made that statement is not a complaint. I ain't trying to. I'm good.
All right.
What trouble it's worth.
And, you know, when you get ready to get back on the horse, you can use this for some advice.
No, she gets on the horse.
Oh, yeah. I was all off.
It's okay. Not a win. It's definitely an if.
Okay.
It's definitely, yeah. This is fun right now. I'm having a blast.
You must have bought one of them fake ass blocks.
No.
Get a Sibian.
I did.
Get back on the horse. He's been on it all weekend.
I got this thing as a suction cup. I stick it on the wall in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
You got one too.
Mine goes all the way to the other wall.
Yeah, oh, mine does too. I have a shower curtain from it.
You got a limbo with your tongue
but
out.
That ain't all it's good for. Yeah, I mean, this is.
I ain't listening to more.
You weirdos.
You know what I did Saturday night? Like, I didn't have anything to do. I just sat around and watched movies and didn't have to go anywhere. I'm not accountable to anybody. It's great.
All right.
Hey, that show you told me to listen to?
Uh-huh.
I don't know, buddy. It's sitting around talking about dudes.
What?
Oh, somebody tuned in for the first time and they're listening right now. Yeah.
Okay.
It literally does not get any better than this.
Do you want to know why it's good for you, according to the researchers, to use emojis?
Why is that? You're projecting happiness?
Well, no, it's because it helps people express lots of their different emotions and feelings.
So we can't communicate with each other, so we got to use hieroglyphics.
It's a sign that the person's emotionally available. That's why you have a better dating life, because you can show how you feel. Because a lot of people can't show their feelings or express their feelings.
Exactly. We're bad at communicating, so we have to use little smiley face photos.
But I've said that. That's what it's going to come down to. That's how we'll communicate in the future. It'll be by emojis.
Because instead of saying, I love you, you're just going to send a heart. But does that really mean that you love somebody? Because a lot of people send hearts and they don't love somebody.
Yeah, I send hearts in response to, like, you know, obscene videos people send me on Messenger.
So no, Paige.
All right. Sure.
Yeah.
I try.
But it is a sign we don't communicate well.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it says. We don't communicate well. We have to use more primitive forms of communication to express ourselves because we can't use our words anymore.
All right. So the breakdown is 38% of the people say they've never used emojis in their text. 28% use them constantly. 3% use one in every text. And a little over 2% use more than one in every text. So whatever you do, you know.
I have a friend that I text with who's probably mid-50s or so. And when he you know how you can you can tell, like, a person's age sometimes by the way they text? So they will, like, let's say the word cupcake. If they wrote the word cupcake, you know, on the iPhone, the cupcake pops up.
Yeah.
He would write the word cupcake and also include the emoji of the cupcake as well. So double cupcaked. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, quit being old.
It's a very, I don't want to say too much. I don't want the guy to, I enjoy talking to the guy, but it's.
I've done that too, though. Flames and hearts.
Well, it was you I was talking about, Paige. I apologize.
That's okay, because I forgot.
I called you a man so no one would know who I was talking about.
I've done that.
No, we never text. We never text.
No, I don't talk to you.
We never text. We never speak past 10.
Never, ever. No, but we all do that. And however you use your emojis or just using that instead of a sentence, that's fine.
You don't use the fist in the water on the other side?
Sometimes.
I see, I've done love with a heart, so I'm kind of redundant. But I want to say that I love you, so I'll put the heart in. That's where
you
I'm.
You say it again?
I love you, so I'd say I love you, and then I put a heart there too. And some people would just leave the heart. That's why I'm saying I've done that. So you're not supposed to do that. You just leave the heart.
Oh yeah,
that's misleading.
Men need to know that love ya is not I love you. L-U-V.
That's why
Y-A is not I love you. It's love ya.
Nothing is what it is. It means nothing.
She loves you like she loves going to Abercrombie.
If I don't write out, I just leave like, you know, a piece of meat or something said dinner, I would have to say dinner's ready, so you need to get here. I have to write it out so people would know exactly what I was meaning.
Yeah.
But if like L-U-V-Y-A, love ya.
Yeah.
It means absolutely nothing. That means absolutely it is nonsense, meaningless, empty, nothingness.
She should just like the text and give the little heart above it. That's the same meaning.
Really?
Yeah.
So you have to have the I love you.
Psychology
or
says
nobody cares.
That if you're in a relationship where I say I love you via text and one person changes it to love you, that person is slowly migrating out of the relationship.
Really?
That's what psychology says.
Or at least temporarily cooled off on it.
Cooled off a little bit, but they're not as all in. Especially with women, they will drop the I and it makes them feel better because they tell their friends, love you.
Mm-hmm.
They don't feel as bad about it. They don't feel guilty about saying I love you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So why even bother saying it in the first place until, you know, you're about ready to get married?
You were just using me, weren't you, Paige? You just got what you wanted and moved on.
Yeah.
Shouldn't we love everyone, though?
I do.
I don't know. I'm trying to regroup my text messaging now after I do that.
Yeah, I love you all.
I feel like I have to over-explain everything because I don't want to be vague.
It wasn't really you I was talking about, Paige. It was Tom Morgenthau from downstairs.
It could be me, though.
Fat boy?
I do it with a love.
I don't talk to him.
Fat boy? What? I love you.
God, yeah. Stop it, man. Uh-huh.
Did you say I love?
You're supposed to say no
I
homo.
I love you.
Oh.
You didn't say no homo.
Well, you know that.
You're love you. Watching. Love this, yeah. Love it, love that, love.
I'd say that if I meant that.
Love, love, love.
I get it. I get it. All right.
So you know, you can tell people you love them. It's
fine. Well, I hate to, you know, we were so happy spreading the love, but I hate to give you some bad news. First, it was Willie Nelson. Now another loved person has to cancel some shows.
Shoes. Thank you, Ed Sullivan.
Shoes.
You got a really big show.
Alabama.
What?
Is still canceling shows because of Randy Owen. He's not feeling well, and he's been dealing with cluster migraines and vertigo. And I've had vertigo because of an ear infection. It is the worst.
It's guilt over ticket prices.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, well, you know what? That's...
And at this point, it's under doctor's orders not to perform because vertigo is like the room is spinning. And
you'll fall down, fall off stage.
Feel like you're going to throw up.
Blame it, man.
Why don't you say something on our behalf, Teddy? You just let that happen.
I want to see them play live, but
you got $3,000.
I know. I mean, I refuse to pay $100. I mean, I love him though. He's 69 years old.
Yeah,
Randy is.
Yeah, they're older than you. It seems like they should be. Even.
Yeah, I mean, that was like the first. That was my first concert.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen him since.
Where were you at, Jeff Cook, when they decided? $400 nosebleed. That's cool.
Yeah. What happened to the drummer?
Kicked him out.
But what over what? You know?
He didn't want to make people get second mortgages so they'd go see him in concert.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, I can't remember if he had Parkinson's or if Jeff Cook has it.
Either way, that's bad.
It's pricey to go see him, though. I'll tell you that.
Well, get well soon, Randy, and lower your prices.
Yeah. It's so expensive to go see them that I never would.
Well, somebody here got lucky because they were just hanging out at the Bowery, and they just happened to show up and play a few songs.
Yep.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
That's where it all started down there.
Yeah.
That's why I bought a Bowery t-shirt because it was Alabama, and then early 2000s, I had to get rid of it.
I still maintain that I couldn't possibly spend that much for them just because there aren't that many good songs to justify the price.
Bull crap.
They just aren't,
well,
man.
To justify the price, no, but they have a ton of great songs.
Like, think about it. If you might lay down $200 to go see Metallica at a stadium somewhere, like, you know, you're just going to get smacked about the face with rock and roll and thrash metal for like 4 hours. And they'll just keep going, and there's so much great stuff.
Yeah. But I love them, though. God, aww, man.
You'll just never see them. Unless they come here for like a P1 lounge.
Other Alabama.
No kidding.
No, not that.
We were in the same building with WASC, and I never saw any of those guys. Damn it.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What
well,
is this? Oh, Alabama's
Roll Tide.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's worse than a slumlord and a tight real estate market? A landlord,
slum devil.
A landlord that creates his own mini village. There's two guys in New York that were busted for splitting their condos horizontally into vertically into dozens of tiny units. The city's building department raided them last week, and now they're facing huge fines. So their condos are less than 600 square feet each, and they both turn those into small condos of dozens little units, and they're 4.5 feet high. 4.5 feet tall, high.
Is this for like little people housing or just regular people?
Regular people housing are buying into that, and you can see the units that are split in half, and there's like air conditioning on the back. And you can't even stand in these dwellings. You're basically just going to go there and sleep.
They're 4.5 feet, yeah.
I thought I saw 9 perk up when you said a dozen little units.
Well, I saw something on Judge Judy a while back where it was a 3-story apartment building in Queens or somewhere, and they had lowered each level a couple feet, so they turned it into 4 stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like when you stood up in the house, it was right at the top of their head.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know why I said that Irish at the end.
Yeah. So they have 11 subunits, and the ceilings are 4.5 feet high.
Yeah. That's like crazy. When you have that weird, like some of those split level homes, you'll have that one. It's like the mother-in-law suite, they'll call it, or whatever. The rec room. And it has like, you can only stand up straight in the middle of the room. Otherwise, you got to crouch over.
Yeah, otherwise, because it just slopes down.
Yeah. You don't want to line dance in one of those rooms.
Man, when I lived downtown near the zoo and the law enforcement center for a few years, there was an apartment upstairs in that place. And it was tiny, cramped little place, man. Yeah. And it had the ceilings like that, but at real sharp angles. I mean, it wasn't much different from what this story's about, honestly.
And I know that when I was the president of the association, somebody did that and split their 3-bedroom condo into separate units. Like they had people living there, which is illegal. You can't do that.
But like on Airbnb and stuff, like you can rent out rooms of your house on there.
Yeah, but you can't reconstruct something.
Yeah.
But you can sublease your house out. You just can't change the blueprint.
Your own house, I guess you can do that. But as far as having 20 people in one dwelling when it's a four-person home, there's kind of limits on how many people you can have living somewhere.
Barria.
The doors are cut in half, and this guy's got to walk down the hall on his knees.
Yeah, I see the one guy walking sideways.
And how much are these people paying for these units in New York? $600 a month.
I believe it.
Just a place to sleep and lay your head at night.
If you're like into like that whole tiny house culture, but you live in New York, this is perfect.
Yeah, but that's a really, really tiny house.
Well, perfect. I mean, you got to live out in the forest in a tiny house for it to be cool.
Yeah, you have to crawl to the bathroom on your knees in the middle of the night.
Go to Red Hood District. They've been doing it for hundreds of years there.
Mm-hmm.
Hundred of years.
Nine said jokingly off the air, but this story compares it to the Ben John Malkovich.
Oh, yeah, man.
A little bitty house.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it's just like that, where they split it right in half, and you just crawl around on your knees, crouched over. Hunching.
It still beats sleeping in China.
Hunching. Yeah, that's true. It make you live at wherever you work there.
Yeah. But I guess it's not like safe or up to code, you know.
No.
Fire hazard and all that.
How are you going to run out if you can't get out of there?
Better have some quick knees.
You know, why is it so funny, Paige?
No, I'm not. It's just insane. You're all crawling out.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
That's true.
It's like the tiny house commercial. Or he tries to roll over and do sex to his wife, but she's mad because they live in the tiny house and she won't give him any.
What is that on?
I don't know. It's a commercial for some kind of nasal core or whatever.
Goodness.
They live in a tiny house.
Oh, okay.
They got a little tiny bed, and he tries to, you know, get a little. She's like, no! Oh. Are you serious? We live in a tiny house.
Uh-oh.
Yo, wait till y'all tell you, people that are in the tiny houses, wait till you argue. Wait till you have an argument, yeah, and you can't go to the other end of the house and slam a door.
No, mm-hmm. You just go up to the loft.
We go to the loft. I'm going to act like I can't hear you.
I'm going to stick my head in the attic.
I can't hear you.
I'm going to go sit in the car.
Are you talking to me? All right. Well, you got to do something. Well, Slipknot fans are very happy today because their band, the new album, We Are Not Your Kind, sold 118,000 copies. And this is their third number one on the Billboard album charts, the Billboard 200.
Oh, so they're number one?
Yeah.
Aha!
Good for them.
That's pretty good selling-wise.
Hell yeah, it is.
100,000 copies is a lot nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So, well done.
This is a great song. This is, if you haven't heard the new album yet, man, it is like vintage Slipknot. It is, there's a couple stinkers on there, if I'm being honest, but yeah. Man, there's a solid 8 or 9 for sure.
No, it's pretty good, man. It's pretty damn good.
Yeah, I like it.
There's a lot of vintage Slipknot. Then you hear some of the production on the front end of this. It's like, it's all over the place as far as vintage Slipknot, but a more
polished,
evolved Slipknot at the same time.
Yeah. The video for this is freaking wicked, man.
He's wearing a milk jug on his face now.
Yeah.
You're like the new knot?
Do you follow Corey Taylor on Instagram or any of that?
No, but I follow WWE, so I know what he's up to.
Corey Taylor?
No, yeah, they had the song, it was a theme song to NXT, and he's been all over there, man.
Well, Corey Taylor has a son who is in high school now, I believe, and he looks just like Corey Taylor when Slipknot started.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I mean, just like him. It's weird. He's got the facial expression, and he's got a piercing of some kind. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think it's him.
You think it's him?
He just went back to high school.
He's pictures of himself.
He's so short.
Yeah, it's a good album. I think so.
Well, it is good.
Well, at the box office over the weekend, there's a new winner, Good Boys, bringing in $21 million.
Seen it.
Oh,
really, first R-rated comedy in 3 years to be number one.
I enjoyed it. I thought the first 5 minutes I was going to come back and say it was the best movie I've seen in a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. It's the one about the preteen boys that are, they cuss a lot and get into, you know, dildos and stuff.
Don't we all, though?
I'll be honest with you. Them saying the F word and C word and all that stuff wore out about 30 minutes in.
Really?
Like, the fun was kind of like, oh, okay, what are you going to do now?
Yeah.
It was about 20 minutes too long. I highly suggest you watch it when it comes on Netflix or something, but I don't suggest you go to theater. I think a lot of people are probably let down from it.
Because the swearing?
No, it was, you knew going into it was going to be filthy, but it's like when you hear a kid say the F word, and then it's, hey, say it again. But then when he starts to do it over and over again, it's like, all right.
It was just a joke.
It was a funny little thing now.
It's the novelty of that, so it's got to be something funny and good beyond just that. Plus, we've all seen Role Models, and it's going to be hard for any vulgar kid to top the kid in Role Models.
Oh, no, it was top.
Because he was a great vulgar kid. His delivery was perfect. His delivery was on the money every time.
It was top.
The kid from Halloween last year, too. So you got to have more than just vulgar kids because we've seen that a few times.
Yeah.
This was very graphic. There were some times when I was like, wow, I can't believe these kids' parents signed off on this. Like, the nunchuck scene was just awful. It wasn't nunchucks, but he thought it was.
Well, he can't get us wanting to go see it if he told us not to go see it.
I know, right?
I'm saying see it when it comes on Netflix.
Okay.
You got to see it then.
Be like 60 days from now.
Whenever it happens.
Yeah.
Anal Beads, Paige.
Oh, okay. Well, Rise Guys Headline Style by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Yeah, don't. I mean, I wouldn't see it if I were you. If you haven't seen it yet, I wouldn't pay the money to see it. It was funny, but like I said, you see the extended trailer and, you know, save yourself $20.
Yeah.
That's what I say. All right. Thank you, Paige. We're going to take a break. More Rise Guys right after this.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
And thank you to everybody who called us. Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted the whole nine yards. Join us tomorrow. A brand new Truth and Consequences with more Five Finger Death Punch, 3 Days Grace, and Bad Wolves tickets. Get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast 72341. Paige is going to rock you at work next. Fat Boy, 5 a.m., Rise Guys Rewind. Jimmy, we'll go live at 6.
Yeah, we will, man. We'll be here and hope you will be, too, for a new truth and consequences more than five-finger death punch ticks.
Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day and tickle it, guys. It is good.
Here it comes. A 93-minute rock block is locked and loaded. It begins next on 93.3 The Planet.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.